Love and light, peace and blessings, and thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadia. Today's topic is change your habits. And this is coming from the book 365 Ways to What? Raise Your Frequency, Simple Tools to Increase Your Spiritual Energy for Balance, Purpose, and Joy. And this book was written by Melissa Everest. Do you do the same old things in the same old way, day in and day out, over and over and over again? Isn't that boring? Your frequency thinks so. If you find that you become a creature of habit, now is the time to kick it up a notch. Instead of doing the same thing each day, make changes. If you have a tuna sandwich every day for lunch, have ham and cheese tomorrow. If you always wear sneakers, put on a pair of dress shoes. If you always go to bed at midnight, try hitting the hay at 10 instead. See how much a difference 2 or more hours of sleep will make you feel the next day. If you have a habit of saying negative things about yourself, turn those negative things into positive by giving yourself a compliment. Turn on your charm with others. When you change your daily habits, you make life more interesting. Make a promise to yourself that today you will do at least one thing differently than you actually do, even if it's as simple as changing your route to work or selecting a different type of food at the grocery store. This adds spice to your life and keeps you out of a boring rut. Before you know it, your habits will have transformed into fun for adventures, add zing and zest to your life to uncover glorious and unexpected moments. Change your habits. Do not be afraid. Goddess Hadia. Love and light, peace and blessings, positive energy. Today's topic is, this is actually a chapter out of the book 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency. And this passage is titled Risk and Trust. Trust is a big issue in today's society. Many times there isn't a reason to trust others or to take any risk at all. It's better to play it safe, stay out of everyone else's way, and only trust in yourself, right? Well, not necessarily. There are times when you must take a risk and dare to trust. If you've been hurt in the past, this can be a difficult feat to accomplish. That's why healing is important. Still, you have to try. Not every person you trust will betray you, and not every risk you would take will put you in danger. It is the fear of risking and trusting that keeps your energy at a lower level. It takes positive energy to take a risk and trust in the outcome or to trust in another, especially when you've been hurt because you gave your heart and soul to another only to have that precious gift betrayed. In order to trust others, you have to be sure of your trust in yourself and then step out of your comfort zone. You have to accept yourself as you are, know your strengths and your weaknesses, and be okay with those qualities about yourself. Then you must let down your guard, step outside of the boundaries that you put up to protect yourself and give part of yourself to another. Belief in your soul essence is essential in trusting others. Belief in your soul's essence is essential in trusting others.